11 questions. Time says, Glenda Jackson, the two-time Oscar winner and former British parliamentarian, is back on Broadway in Edward Albee's Three Tall Women. Question number one. You acted for 35 years and won 2 Oscars, and then you spent 23 years in the British Parliament. Now you're acting again at 81. Any fears? Answer. Absolutely. I didn't think I would have the physical or vocal strength for it. So I swam every morning at my local bath until I could swim a half hour unbroken. Question. It's a small club, the people who have been successful in acting and in politics. How are the jobs similar? Answer. All great drama is essentially trying to tell the truth about what we are. All Shakespeare ever asks is, who are we? What are we? Why are we? And I think politics, at its best, is trying to find out how you do create a society in which there is genuine equality, which acknowledges that we are different. Question. You can afford to be choosy about roles. Why this play? Answer. It's a very tough play to do. A major plus is that you're acting with other actresses because, and this has never changed in my lifetime, contemporary dramatists don't find women interesting. Question. How has theater changed since you left? Answer. A theater is a theater is a theater. It's a dark space which strangers fill, and you're in the light. Hopefully, something from the light goes into the dark, and the dark increases that and sends it back, and you create this perfect circle. Question. How do you feel about the recent outing of all the sexual harassers in show business? Answer. In my country, 2 women die every week at the hands of their partners. The idea that this is suddenly going to transform the lives of women is absurd. Violence against women is as old as we are. The trafficking of women isn't going to stop because some big guy in Hollywood has to give up his company. And to think that people didn't know it was going on. Come on.